I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Press play. No.
Short memory. Just done that. Yeah. Ready?
Press play and record.
Here we go. Everybody.
Okay, we're going to do it now. Okay. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. I wonder if you can help me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm after some fashions.
Oh, right, yeah, watch and trousers, something like that.
Yeah, well, I've come to Camden and wife Margaret says that I'll get something, a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you come to the right place, mate, because you've got, like, trousers over there.
Yeah, it's all retro,
and we've got
it?
Some shirts over there, and we've got, like, hats over there, so I'll take you a bit,
I'm after something a little bit snazzy, sort of thing.
Yeah. What about these trousers here?
Oh, yeah, can I try them on?
Yeah, you can try them on, yeah, just get them down, there you go.
They look a bit small.
Yeah, no, they are a bit small because they're for the skinny people, with the skinny jeans and they hang down their arses.
Okay, well, let me. Hmm? Well, I would put them on, but it's got a rip in the sort of the gusset area there.
It does have a rip there in the gusset area. It's supposed to have a rip in the gusset area so that when you put your trousers on, your balls hang out of them.
And this is all the fashion, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's all the fashion nowadays. You, have a rip in the gusset and your ball bag hangs out, and then when you're walking up Camden High Street, it's just slapping against your fry, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'll give it a go, because Margaret says I've got to get a bit more fashionable. Can I take these trousers? Have you got a changing room?
No, you'll have to do it here.
Right, I'll just take these.
Oh, yeah.
Off there.
Yeah. Okay, get them off, mate.
Yeah, okay. Now, try them on.
You just put them on, them on, mate, yeah.
Yeah, as you say, my scrotum is hanging out.
Yeah, I know, they're just banging against your thigh there. Yeah, I know.
Quite an elderly man is banging more or less the backs of
your knees. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I tell you what, do you want to brighten them up a bit?
My balls?
Your ball bag, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you think that's the fashion.
Yeah, because it's Christmas time stuff. You see that glue over there?
Glue? Oh, and that little saucer, yeah.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Go and get your ball bag, right, and just dip them in the glue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Right, now.
What do I do now?
Okay, I'm just going to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
See that saucer there with all them sequins?
Oh, glittery sequins,
that's
yeah.
It. Now, roll your gluey balls in those sequins.
This is a fashion, is it?
Very much so. Very much so.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Let's pick them up nicely.
Yeah, isn't it? Look at that.
Very seasonal, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, all your green sequins and your gold and your red there. You look like a Christmas tree, mate.
Yeah. Well, it's very nice, but these second-hand trousers, there's matted faces all the way up the seat of... Is that properly supposed to do that?
Oh, is there matted faces? Well, that'd be an extra 50 quid then.
Really? Why?
Because they was Jimi Hendrix's trousers, and he'd like, when he used to do a big guitar solo, he would shit himself in them, and then that's what you've got in there.
Jimi Hendrix bought some tartan CNA slacks, did he? About 1983.
Yeah, well, he was well ahead of his time, wasn't he, old Jimi Hendrix?
So it's an extra 50 quid for Jimi Hendrix?
I'm afraid so, Take him or leave him, mate. Take him or leave him.
Well, I'll take him, I suppose.
Okay.
Can I take my trousers with me?
No, I'm going to have them. I'm going to hang them up, and I'm going to sell them and all.
And
see.
That's the
scene.
So scene.
There you go. That's the scene.
Now. Of course, it seemed very feasible. You're in London's fancy camp.
Yeah,
you
want
to be a bit alternative.
Yeah.
And you go to a retro store. Now, of course, to the unsuspecting man, I was playing the customer.
And I was playing the bloke what ran the shop.
Yeah. Do not fall for that, because that is a trick.
Yeah, no, what we're basically saying is people around this area will rip you off and they'll sell you all sorts of muck for a lot of very inflated prices, so be careful when you go out there. Believe me, if I could do it, I would, but I don't have the wherewithal, you know. Yeah.
So know your statutory rights.
Oh, yeah, now, know them.
If you want to send off for our fact sheet, you can. Or simply go to www.don'tdipyourballbaginsomesequins.co.uk. Because
we set that up today, that website, so it is live.
It is live.
It's running.
And, you know, because people want to buy all sorts for Christmas. And you can.
Yeah. No, just be careful. That's all we're saying. This time of year, just be careful what you buy. Okay.
But what I mean, there's a lot to be careful about this time of year.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God,
Christmas party.
Do you know what, Barry, though? Mm. I mean, I thought about myself, like, this year. I thought, last year, it's all about me, you know? Look. And so this year, I thought, no, I'm going to give something back.
Yeah.
You know, so I went down the soup kitchens.
The soup
kitchens, or whatever it is they're called, where the tramps are.
Yeah.
Okay? And I went down there, and I thought, let's see what's what down here.
Good for you.
I want to give something back. And I went, And I went down there on the soup kitchen. I thought, let's see what's what, let's see what's what. Well, within half an hour, I'd be given a blanket.
Yeah.
I'd have my nails done.
Right.
And I was sat in front of the telly with a can of Tennent's watching Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
It is.
Very generous, right?
Yeah, I'd just like to give something back, My time.
Yeah. No, well, that's good for you because it is a time for giving.
Oh, it's a time for giving, Barry.
Yeah, it really
is. It's a time for giving.
But don't, be very careful at Christmas because there's all sorts of parties to go to.
Yeah.
We got a fact sheet on keeping yourself safe.
Yeah, it's a Christmas party. You've got to be really careful, isn't it?
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm self-employed, but my Christmas party, I won't leave myself alone. I have a few drinks, I'm trying to get off with myself. It's embarrassing, really.
Yeah. Photocopying your balls on your photocopier.
Photocopying my sequin balls on a photocopier, showing it round to myself and giggling about myself.
Yeah.
Not in on my own jokes or anything.
I've had some terrible times at some of them Christmas parties.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have, I go down to the Christmas party and you get off with the wrong people. And that. Last year I was at Alan Sugar's place.
Oh, yeah, what happened? You get off with his secretary or something?
No, I was there. I was mingling and I'd had a few too many drinks. And before you know it, I was getting off with Piers Morgan.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, well, when I worked up at the UN.
Oh, yeah, with Boutros.
I was working for Boutros and Banky.
Yeah, I know.
I got off with both of them and...
What was it like?
Well, it was lovely because it was, you know, it was the UN.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I felt I was doing my bit, you know, for world peace. Yeah. When I was working for Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Got off with him.
Right.
I've got, you know, it gets very embarrassing.
I'll tell you who I got off with at the Christmas party.
Who?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got off with him at the Christmas party.
It's so embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, Abu Hamza. And what was embarrassing about that is that he don't even celebrate Christmas. So,
no.
I don't know how that happened.
No. What's falling out? Something just fell out your pocket.
Where's my earring?
Oh, right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we got a competition for you tonight.
Yes.
It's a live podcast and we should celebrate the fact now. Tonight's competition's prize, you can win a signed bit of UN paper signed by Ban Ki-moon. There.
That is genuine.
Ban Ki-moon has signed that himself. So that is yours if you win our competition.
The competition, as you may well recall from previous podcasts, is the instantaneous impression competition.
Yeah.
Now,
are you going out there?
I'm going to go out there.
He's going to come out there now.
There's a chance to win Ban Ki-moon's autograph. Who wants to have a go at the competition? This chap here. Now, the way this works is all we have to do. You've literally.
You can sit down. You
it's
can
all
sit
right,
down.
Mate.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine.
And all that happens is we'll give you the name of someone and you've got a nanosecond to give us the impression. It's going to make you look silly, but we'll all enjoy it.
We're going to have a good old laugh.
When you're ready, Angelos, do you want to come up with... You better stand up, that's it.
Okay. Right, we're looking from you for John Major.
I don't know that one.
Oh, perfect.
It's perfect. It's that's what he used to say.
That is what he said.
Oh, I don't know that one. That's what he used to say, so...
John Major getting the evils from Jeremy Corbyn over there.
Well, sit down. This is a political line.
Anyone else? Bear
Come
in mind,
on.
It won't
Who
stretch too far. This
Who
gentleman here. What's your name, son?
Alex.
Alex! Lovely.
Good name. Right.
Have we got anything for
Alex?
Yeah,
yeah.
A chance to win Ban Ki-moon's autograph.
A chance to win Ban Ki-moon's autograph.
And the...
Please, can you give us tonight Frank Bruno?
Oh, how did he do that? Hold on, this is not when he was knocked out, was it?
He's lost his chance. Alex.
Oh, he's very keen. Here we go.
Okay.
You know what I mean, Harry? Yeah. Ooh.
No, not bad.
Not bad. I think John Major has shaded it at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. Right, let's have another.
There's a lady here. Would you like to have a go, my sweet angel? Who's it going to be, Angelos? What's your name first?
Elaine.
Lovely name,
Elaine.
For a beautiful lady.
Got a good one for you, Elaine.
And it is?
1, 2, 3, Sue Perkins.
Oh, what a lovely pie.
A lovely pie?
Not bad, Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
Well.
That's your song there. From
I
Dexter's
don't know whether we might do some more later at the
come
moment.
Come back to that.
I think Sue Perkins pie is in the lead at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a week it's been.
I'll tell you what I've been doing, Barry.
What's that?
I've been trying to make a bit more Christmas money.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit of money for Christmas.
Oh, no. How have you been doing that? What have you been...
Well, I've been doing antenatal classes.
Holding them?
Yeah, I've set up an antenatal class. Yeah,
Christ.
Yeah.
What, telling people about what to expect?
Yeah, telling people what to expect when they give birth and all that stuff. You know, because, you know, a lot of people don't know what goes on when that happens, you know.
And they will pay
up to £200 a pop to find out. Yeah, yeah.
What, I mean, without getting too technical, what happens when a...
Okay, well, without getting too technical... really, what you do is they all come in and they sit down and I say, okay, guys, just relax because you're amongst friends here. We're all here. We're all in the same boat, so don't worry about it, you know. And then I just fire out a few questions. Okay, is there anything here, anybody know anything about the birthing process? You know, normally I just get like a sea of blank faces back. So I just have to launch into it. And I say, look, I'm going to tell you a few things now, just the basics, without getting too technical.
What happens?
You know? I say, well, there's a lot of, like, you know, like goo and muck and stuff. And then there's, like, towels everywhere. And then all this muck comes out. And then there's the goo. And then this baby comes out of the bum, I think it is.
Out of the bum,
right. And it's attached to this long bit of string, and then that comes out and all, right?
Like pipe work, sort
of thing. Yeah, a lot of bit of piping, that comes out, and then on the end of that, there's a big bit of meat.
Yeah.
And then in the meat is, stuck in the meat is the baby's name.
Oh, well,
so that's how the...
Well, I didn't know none of that, because in my day...
That's how the process
You weren't allowed nowhere near it.
No. It's surprising how many people don't know that, Barry,
I mean, I wasn't even allowed to be there for the conception in the first place.
Oh, really?
You had to write to your local vicar, if you can. I see my wife's Nuna. That then went to the council.
Right.
Oh, it's all sorts of
paperwork
for that.
Right, old process to go
But
through.
I had to deliver my grandson.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, got in a right old panic about it. The only thing, you know, my daughter-in-law is, she's screaming the plate down. All this goo and muck coming out of her bum. And so, the one thing I knew was towels.
Yeah, no,
get
you
some
do.
Towels.
I forgot to say that. You need a lot of towels.
I got some towels out the airing cupboard. I got them all over the furniture and that.
Right.
I went next door. I said, for God's sake, you know, Rachel's having a baby.
Yeah.
Have you got any towels?
Okay.
I had towels all over the place. Right. And then she screamed. I thought, bloody hell, what do I do? So immediately I Googled where to find towels.
Yeah.
I went down a pub. I got a couple of toweling mats off the bar.
Right, yeah.
I had a lot of fucking towels, but...
Yeah. What did you do with them towels?
Well, once she had the baby, I just folded them all up and took them back. But
sold them on eBay. That's the best place for them, mate.
But
you
got to be armed with a little bit of basic medical.
Well, this is
knowledge.
Why I've set up. You know, I've set up to do the antenatal classes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way of making money. You know.
Because
I know that you also set up to make a bit of money, didn't you?
Oh, well, I tried my hands at all sorts.
Yeah,
of
you was a counsellor for a while.
I've done a bit. Counselling.
Yeah.
They come, it's a piss. Come on, you go, well, I'm not going to offer any solutions. I'll just listen. To be honest, I was doing a word search behind.
Oi.
Every now and then I put, oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my mum never loved me. Oh, pull yourself together, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all that sort of, I'm confused. Are you really? Three down, four. Sorry, love, what was it?
How much you charge for that?
Oh, anything up to £100, £200.
Yeah, well, this is it, you see. For them sort of therapies, you can do what you like.
Oh,
charge what you like.
You had all sorts of things.
I was set myself up as a fireman.
God, how did that work?
No, it's easy. I said, I got myself a couple of buckets,
yeah.
And I got the hose pipe, and I stuck that in the sink in the kitchen,
yeah.
And I just put a sign on the door, I said, fireman, right?
Yeah.
And I said, if you need anything put out, just call me. You know, as long as it's like within a 50-foot radius, and I can get there, you know, without turning off new tricks.
Yeah.
Then I'm willing to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you went. Honestly, remember you went down and there was that fire at that chippy, and there was oil everywhere.
I remember that. Yeah.
The trouble you got for throwing all that water on it,
I know.
You say, "Who's the fireman here?
He said, "Excuse me, I'm a professional fireman.
Yeah.
Okay, just let me chuck that water all over the place. Went up like Catherine wheel.
But you can't beat them off with a shitty stick when you're dressed up as a fireman.
No, they love it. They love it when I'm dressed up like that. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful, yeah.
Policeman you were for a while?
I was a policeman for a little while. Again, independent.
Yeah, independent policeman.
Independent policeman. Yeah. I went down the toy shop, got myself a uniform.
Little whistle.
Little rubber truncheon, some little plastic handcuffs. Right? And I just sort of stationed myself outside the brothel. Dressed like that. And people paid me, to go in there and stuff, you know?
Well, if you can just do your little bit for the community.
Yeah, I did do my little bit.
It's really...
I got a lot out of that job, I must say. Yes, I did.
I expect you to. What I wanted to say about I brought the Sun on here today. Did you read that story, by the way, about...
Which one?
Oh, they reckon it's fixed. Strictly is fixed.
Oh, my God.
Strictly is fixed.
Really?
They reckon I'm a Celebrity's fixed.
No way.
Yeah, it's all fixed.
Which one?
I'm a Celebrity. What's the other one?
X Factory.
The X Factory. That's fixed. All of them fixed.
I'll tell you what else is fixed.
What?
The news.
That's fixed.
That is fixed. That is fixed, mate. Right.
I'll tell you what.
They know what's going to happen before they start saying that stuff.
What?
The news.
They know
what's going on there.
Yeah. I thought the same about, I went to see James Bond, Spectre.
Oh, yeah.
Sphincter. And I'll tell you, saying...
That's fixed, mate.
I mean, for many years I've thought, he's never going to get out of this, and he always does. Yeah, I reckon he knew all along, didn't he?
I know, well, the thing is, I mean, I go into Bond and I approach Bond very much like, this is the last time I might see James Bond because he's been from so many of these missions.
Yeah.
And I think this one, he may cop it in this one, you know, because one man cannot be that lucky for that many years.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, okay, this could be it. I'm prepared to let him go. And I go in there and we go for an hour and a half of chases and guns and bangs and banging birds and all that.
Yeah.
And he comes out at the end and he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm starting to think it's a fix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's all a load of cobblers, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what else is a fix.
What?
Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah, that's a fix.
I mean, you'd think they're out on a rickety old boat.
Yeah.
They're certain to die, aren't
they?
How could someone shove a big gas canister in and be black? They knew all along.
No, because they don't open their mouths like that, them fish.
I mean, Bruno Tonioli.
Oh, yeah.
He don't know nothing about dancing, does he?
You know that Bruno Tonioli, though? You know he's in the SAS.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, crawling on his belly in the middle of Syria. Pops up. No wonder we didn't do no good there.
I know, and Andy McNab's going,
Shut up, Bruno.
Get down under the hill.
He was so disgusted, Andy McNab, but that none of that made it into Bravo 2-0.
No.
He wrote
Bruno out of the book. He said, no, Bruno, I'm sorry, you nearly got us all killed, mate. And then he went into dancing and all that.
That's how all that went down.
I think Len Goodman, he was in the services as well.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that he was in the railway service or the Foreign Legion. Something like the Foreign Legion.
Are you feeling all right?
Huh?
Oh, my God, he's having one of his... clairvoyant trances. Oh, God. Angelos, have you contacted anyone?
Hello?
Oh, my God, it's Roger.
Oh,
it's
hello.
Roger, are you there?
Hello. Hello, Barry.
Oh, Roger.
Oh.
How's it going up there?
Oh, it's all right up here. Oh, it's hot up here at the moment. Yeah, because we're a bit closer to the sun than you.
What's going on up there at the moment?
Yeah, they're all up here at the moment, Barry. Yeah, we've got all the dignitaries up here.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, we've got Margaret Thatcher up here. And we've got Edward Heath. He's up here and all.
Can we speak to Margaret Thatcher, mate?
Oh, you want to speak to her? Hold on a minute. She's just finishing off a speech.
Well, could she hurry up and finish?
She's finishing off a speech about coal.
Oh,
yeah. Hold on a minute. Margaret, do you want to come over and have a word with Barry? She's coming. Okay. She's coming, Barry.
Well, this is wonderful, coming. Everybody.
Coming in it. Hold on. Oh. Oh.
Hello, Barry. How you doing?
Oh, it's... That's the Margaret we know and love.
Wagwan, listen. I haven't got long. I'm finishing a speech about coal.
How's it going up there, Margaret?
Yeah, not so bad. Thanks very much.
We're all having
a great deal of fun. And now I'm getting on a lot better with, what's his name? Scargill.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you get to know that guy, he's a real standout man, you know?
Yeah. He's not dead, is he, Arthur Scargill?
No, I don't think so, but he's come up here for a little while just to say hello,
just to say
how you doing?
Just to cause trouble, probably.
That's right, how you doing?
I suppose you're sorting the unions out, aren't you?
You what?
You're sorting the unions out, aren't you, Margaret?
The emus? The what?
The unions.
Oh, yeah, I smashed the union, innit? The printer union, bang.
Oh,
the coal miners, bang.
Roger, I don't like this old bag. You got anyone else up there?
Oh, let it... I'll go and have a look.
I'll tell you
who we got over here, Barry. We got Bob Marley.
Oh.
Do you want to have a word with him?
Yes, speak to Bob Marley.
Okay, hold on a minute. I'll go and find him. Hold on. Bob, do you want to come and have a word with Barry, please? No.
Yum. Hello, Barry. It's Bob Marley here. How are you?
Yes, not so bad.
You all right?
Got any hits up there?
Wonderful. Sorry, hits? No, I'm not doing that anymore. We're a waste of time. I'm an estate agent.
Oh, blimey.
Yes. And believe me, there's just as many properties up here as there are down there.
Wonderful.
So don't worry about that. There's plenty of us up here as well, so you can't escape us even in the afterlife.
Well, we're certainly... Oh, he's coming back now, Roger. Angelos, extraordinary thing.
Oh, my God.
You all right?
What happened?
You had a funny turn.
What happened?
At last, there was something that was funny, but it was a funny...
Oh.
A turn, anyway.
Oh, who was here?
Well, Bob Marley, they reckon.
Oh,
Margaret
right.
Thatcher.
Oh, they okay? Are they getting on now, those
two? They're much better, those
two. No, because they didn't get on for a long time,
not so
did they? No, they were
at odds with each other.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, bloody
hell. They were at odds with each other.
What else you noticed this week? Did you hear about that thing they're going to do a...
What's that?
You know, I read in the papers today.
Oh,
you
know, what was it?
You know Bjorn?
Oh, yes.
Out of ABBA.
I remember.
He's doing wonderful. Did you see Mamma Mia?
Yeah, I see Mamma Mia.
I love that. We went
yeah, beautiful film. Beautiful.
You know, you dress up and you go.
I dress up, I go.
And she was one, we all dress up, and it was wonderful, because she's so... Because with that beard, she was the spit of Bjorn, Mamma. And what he's doing, Bjorn, is opening in Stockholm.
Oh.
It's a flipping ABBA World.
Well, you know, if you can, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember we'd done that Elton John World?
I remember that.
Wonderful it was.
Absolutely sensational. I mean, we never got one customer through the
door,
did we? No.
We both dressed up.
Well, you dressed up as Elton.
I dressed up as Elton in a toweling tracksuit, like a South London single mum, like he likes to wear.
That's right. And I dressed up, I was David Furniture.
Yeah, holding on to my coattails
Your coattails and our two babies.
Yeah, that's right.
And every now and again, I just hand a baby to you, and it'd suck on your tit.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Do But we wrote all that lovely stuff, didn't we, for anyone who come in, and you'd be sort of David all bossy and
I know, and you, I'd stand behind you and I'd go, here, Elton, just chill out, you
I
know?
Don't want to chill out,
This is all that.
Who are all these people in my house?
You've invited them here, you got to chill out, you know?
I don't want them here anymore,
but you've got to chill out, you know? Yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
George Michael World, we've done,
haven't we? Oh, we've done George Michael World,
Just got in a car and crashed into Snappy Snaps.
That's it, yeah. And then we reversed again and then got someone else in the car, crashed it again.
Oh, lovely.
And that went on for about 3 days until we wrecked the car and that was the end of that.
Yoko Ono World,
Yoko Ono World. We've
invited a load of bands in, just wrecked all of them.
All wrecked all the music, screamed over the top of them.
Yeah. Terrible, isn't it?
Awful.
Should we do another round of Ban Ki-moon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shall I get out there?
You get out there.
Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ban Ki-moon, Ban Ki-moon, who wants to play Ban Ki-moon?
Ban Ki-moon. Right, come on, who wants to play Ban Ki-moon? Put your hand up. Oh, here we go. We got a lady here who wants to play Ban Ki-moon. Right, okay, let's find out a little bit about yourself. Excuse me, I'll just lean across here. Sorry about that. Putting my balls in your beer. Now, listen. Not really. What's your name, love?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
Lovely,
are you ready?
Lisa.
Beautiful, Lisa. Beautiful.
You ready?
You ready to play the game?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll get started anyway. So, when Barry there tells you someone
here
to do...
Here we go. It's coming, and it is Bruce Forsyth.
Good evening, good night, and Strictly Come Dancing to everybody.
Absolutely terrible. Good evening, good night, and what?
I mean, you can't just say Strictly Come Dancing and expect to get away
good
with that.
Good evening, good night, and Strictly Come Dancing.
That's a disgrace.
Fucking hell.
No, we've got another one here.
No,
you've lost your chance, Lisa. I'm sorry. Plenty of other people that want to play this game who sensibly want to play.
Ban Ki-moon.
Okay, right. What's your name, sir?
Rich.
Okay, it's Rich. He's huge as well.
Rich.
So he's got some real muscles on him here, Barry. So we might have a winner.
Rich.
Okay.
As we come to you and say, television's Frank Spencer.
Oh, Betty.
Oh! Do you know...
That's a clear winner. That's it. What a confident man. What do you do? Oh, he wants some more.
I've done a whoopsie.
Yeah, I don't need to overdo it.
Don't milk it, mate.
I say that, though. If you'd done that as Bruce Forsyth, it still would have been better than that.
Yeah. Hello, good night, Strictly Come Dancing.
Hello, good night, Strictly Come Dancing. I've done a whoopsie. You would have won it.
Blimey. What do you do for a living?
I work for a mobile phone company.
Ooh, very fancy.
Mobile phone company, right. So what's that, BT?
No.
Okay. Right, so...
Anyone else?
Come on, let's have one more.
There's a chance to win Ban Ki-moon's autograph.
You'll have to come here, my sweet, sweet darling, my angel. My angel of Camden. Come on, fly yourself down here. Oh, you are beautiful. Now, listen. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon. Who wants to play Ban Ki-moon?
And you are going to be doing...
Breslau?
No.
You can't choose.
No, you don't get to choose it.
Goodness sake.
And why did you say Bernard Breslau?
Hold on.
You just... Well, no, fair enough.
Ladies and gentlemen,
This is our game, thank you. We come up with it, we get to do the rules.
Is she doing it?
She's doing it.
Here we go.
Right, ready, here we go. All right, pipe down to the back, please. The cheap seats.
We come to you as we say, TVs and Robinson.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Back to your seat.
Bernard Breslau. Breslau. You can't just...
That was a cracking Bernard Breslau, actually. Actually, what would your Bernard Breslau have been like?
Yeah, what was it like?
Yes.
A lot of pressure now, ladies and gentlemen.
Come back round. I forgot to get that to its natural conclusion.
What's your name, my love?
What is your name?
Lucy.
Lucy's going to give us her own Bernard Breslau.
Hello, my name is Bernard Breslau.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Give her a T-shirt.
Sounds exactly like Bernard, that does. So, who's going to win it?
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll give out the names and the cheer will determine who it is. We had John Major.
Okay, John.
We had Bruce Forsyth.
We had Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth. I'm sorry, my love. It's the way it goes.
It's not going to you.
It's not personal.
Oh, look what we have.
We've got a T-shirt.
Yes.
You can have that or Ban Ki-moon's autograph.
It's up to you. Two cracking presents.
Okay. We had... who else do we have? Anne Robinson.
We had... Whoopsie. Oh, yeah.
We Anne had... Robinson. Mark, Frank Spencer.
Frank Spencer.
Oh!
We had who was it?
Sue Perkins.
Sue Perkins. Blimey. Well.
I've said John Major.
Yes?
I tell you what, why don't we do a bit of conferring?
Okay, we're just going to confer.
I thought she
was gorgeous.
I thought she was nice.
Yeah, she was nice.
I didn't much fancy that big fella who works for a mobile
phone. No, I didn't fancy him at all. No. But I quite fancied the one that done Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, so did I. No.
We can't give it to her. No.
She's now shouting, Brucey.
No. I think it's going to have to be the big fella, the mobile phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's
okay,
Frank Spencer.
Okay, shall we have a winner? Frank Spencer, please come up and collect your prize. There you go.
There you are.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Do you mind? We're doing a show. Thank you. Right. Who wants a T-shirt? What are you prepared to do for it?
Has anyone got a party trick they'd like to do?
Can anybody do anything out of the ordinary? Like magic? Chiropractory? What? You speak Welsh? Go on in. Listen, love. Anyone can do that. Boys of that over there, brought it out. Hey?
Oh, Gareth Bale. Listen, that's a similar thing to you were doing before, just shouting out random words. Roughly
from.
To do with Wales.
I
don't know if that's Wales or Welsh, or you require the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Anybody else got any other trick they can do? They want to come up and show us all?
Come on in.
Here he comes.
Oh, he was... Oh, God. Oh, look, he's had a couple.
Oh, dear. Listen... Don't
if this is the elephant, I'll be really pissed off.
Oh,
it's not the elephant, is it?
Not the elephant.
You know, is it the elephant?
No, we don't wish.
No.
We don't. We no, we don't wish.
What
we
are you going to do for us?
I can make a wallet disappear.
Right. Your own wallet. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Christ.
I mean,
who wants to give him his wallet?
Yeah, I can only see this going one way, if I'm honest with you. Have you got any other tricks apart from the wallet one that you do? It's just that, is it?
Good watches.
Disappearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Gold
I'll tell
bars.
You what, why don't you see if you can sit down extra quickly. Down, we'll see if that's quite a...
Hello.
Hello, someone's thrown something. Where are you going?
Lovely, lovely. What was that?
Did he just flip us the bird? He won't be wanting Barbara Streisand's autograph that we've we've got here somewhere.
Down here? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's that.
This is still on offer, so, you know.
Larry?
Yeah?
My brother can do a really good impression of a squeaky gate.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
Is your brother
Is here? He here, or is it just in general? Ladies and gentlemen, a squeaky gate! Just come here, old son. Bend down there.
Do you need a microphone?
Do you need a microphone?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Dan, great comedy name, that one.
Yeah, okay. What does that T-shirt say?
It says, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Abraham Lincoln never said that. You know that, don't you?
Now, this gentleman is going to do an impression of a squeaky gate. A bit of practice. I've heard it from up here, and
this
it's
the only
mildly disappointing.
Ever get to do this on stage. It's your challenge show now, okay?
So ladies and gentlemen... Dan about to do the squeaky gate.
Not bad. I tell you what, Dan, sit yourself down. That's not
sit
bad at all.
Sit yourself down. He's in the lead.
So has anyone got anything like that, you know, rather than getting thieves up here to nick your stuff? That's better sort of thing, that squeaky gates and that. Can anyone do an impression of Barry? Come here. Approach the bench.
Come on.
Approach the bench, madam. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. What can you do for us?
I can fit my fist in my mouth.
Let's see it.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, oh. Yes.
Oh. I can say the longest word in Welsh.
Okay. I think we like
the
fist.
The fist.
We this young lady is going to stick her fist in her mouth. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Wonderful. Well, I think we're getting closer to a winner now.
Come and see us in the dressing room afterwards. I think we've got another prize in there for you. It's that or the squeaky fucking gate, and I think I know.
One more. Let's have one more, and then we'll be able to pick a winner. One
Anyone
more.
Else?
There must be one of you with some sort of talent in here. There must be something. There must be something. There must be.
I can see this man. He's literally blowing into the bottle. It's that.
No, you can't
no,
do
you
that.
Can't. That's
you can't. We need an individual gift.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but that's the sound of someone blowing into a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, come
oh
on.
God,
yeah.
He's oh. coming up. Yeah, he wants some. Oh, he knows all the.
Straight through.
Knows all the terms.
Straight from
football
work.
Theme. Please sit down. Please sit down. And it was at that moment they realised they'd hit rock bottom.
You want to keep practicing that, though.
After that, the squeaky really gate do. Is Oscar nomination material, isn't
I
it?
I mean, I like the squeaky gate, but I don't want to give a T-shirt away for it.
No.
I think we're going to have to.
Oh, well, it's a squeaky gate.
Squeaky
then,
gate, then.
Come on, then. Here. Well done. Thank you. What's your name again? Oh, Dan. Dan.
Yeah, wonderful, Dan.
That's it. Well done, Dan.
Congratulations,
That's it.
Mate.
Fuck off.
Brilliant.
Sit yourself down, love.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've probably nearly done it now, haven't we?
And listen, if there's anybody out there that wants us to advertise anything on the
podcast, we will do anything.
Then we will do anything.
Anything you like.
Anything.
South African diamond mines.
Gun running, we don't mind.
Tobacco, heroin.
Eh? What?
Audible.
No, not
we tried that.
We've
got a penny piece
that,
out
mate.
Of them.
Yeah, apart from them. Anyone got anything
they
want to
say? Anything you want to say. Your business. We'll say it out loud.
Anyone got a business they want to
you,
do?
You, young man. What's your business?
He hasn't got one. Okay, he hasn't got one. Anyone else got one? They might want... Here we go. Oh, here she is. Hey?
Fred West, Gravy Paving.
Thank you. yes, madam.
Who are you, the Archbishop of Canterbury? There's always someone who wants to ruin Christmas by bringing up Christianity, isn't there?
I hate Christmas.
Now, you've ruined it with Bruce Forsyth. Don't now bring this up at all.
What sort of thing do you want to sing?
A really shit Christmas song, because I hate Christmas, but let's
do a
really
like what?
Well, we could use one of these.
It's not a pantomime.
No, that's nice. I like that. That's nice.
It is getting that way.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone homosexual.
Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart, but the very next day...
If you're not going to join in,
it was your idea. Yeah, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Face on the lover and the da-da-da-da. I'll crash my car into the central reservation. I was off my tits on cannabis. How does someone fall out of a moving car down the M1? It had gone quite far. He is going slightly mad. It's very, very sad.
Lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful. So one final time for any adverts you want
any
advertising you want to
someone
do.
Someone must have a... Pardon?
British Airways. Fly British Airways. Hello, mate.
Hello, all right.
You all right?
Show us your bum.
Thank you. Show us your bum. You'd like to take a...
Beautiful.
Would you like to take a seat then? Your doctors will be along very shortly. Just sit yourself down. Lovely. Pardon?
First select recruitment.
For all your recruitment needs. Beautiful.
This has been a bit of a mess at times, isn't it, tonight?
Yeah, but, you know, it's been charming
it's
and quirky.
Been,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, no, it's quite funny when you hear it when it's just us on our own.
Oh, yeah, I know. Right, I think that's it, isn't it?
Well, I think that's it, but...
We've had a beautiful night. No, you've had your money's worth. Don't take the piss out of us.
We've had a lovely time. It's only a Tuesday night. You want to go home now, don't you?
New tricks won't watch itself.
No, exactly.
I think I told you, didn't I? My balls. I've got one of these in there. You know what that is? No, you
Anyone
don't know what
know
that,
what
is,
that
do?
Is.
No, it's one of them referee things. You know where they go like that? Got that in there. And this, Yankee. thing in it. I'm here all week. Thank you very much.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
We love each and every one of you. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.